This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it took him 10 years to ram it through. In fact, 10 years ago, the mainstream media said it didn't exist. Now they admit it merges the North American Union and the European Union with the Asian Union. It's the TPP. It's already been ratified by secret corporate groups. U.S. polls showed that upwards of 90% of Americans were against it. Congress wasn't even allowed to read it, but one page at a time in a secret room. And after it was voted down repeatedly in the House, it finally passed earlier this week. And today, just minutes ago, it passed the Senate. And the media spun it like it was a victory for Obama and his legacy. His legacy, like it's a football game, like the New England Patriots won something. This is, in the 240-year history of this country, the biggest blow to our sovereignty ever. We've got three sections of it that have been leaked by WikiLeaks. Another 25 are secret. Those three sections alone make the president a dictator. Congress has no legislative control over borders, over trade, over finances, over currency. It is truly mind-blowing. And Congress is so blackmailed, so controlled, it was rammed through. To the Democrats' credit, a lot of them in the House and Senate voted against it, along with the Tea Party. But the Republican establishment, Democratic establishment, combined forces yet again against the American people. Look, in the past, armies conquered nations. Now it's these corporate boards. It's all through fraud. We can expect to be looted. We can expect to have our laws made in secret, just like the people of the European Union. This is a very sad day for America. It's so surreal. It's so breathtaking. I have trouble myself believing it happened. I was so excited last week when there was incredible pressure on the House, and they voted it down. But Obama traveled to the Hill, twisted arms, and got a bunch of Democrats to go over to him. They used the whole Confederate battle flag diversion as a way to get people obsessed on that. And we took it hook, line, and sinker. Now is the fight to try to stop them from fully implementing it. But the whole thing's secret in perpetuity, so how do you fight something that's invisible? It's stealth. And that's what the North American Union documents talked about that got released by Judicial Watch when they sued back in 2007, was that it's North American integration by stealth, that they would then integrate North America with the other unions by stealth as well. That's in the document I cover in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We'll be on the radio tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., talking about this issue. But understand, the bottom's now fallen out. The government's gone full tyranny, and nothing is stopping them now because of the blackmail, the insider trading, whatever it is. Katie barred the door. All over the world, governments are pledging their support to the big six mega banks, and we are headed towards world government. The Pope has called for a global government. Everybody's calling for one in the establishment. It is a unified front, left, right, and center, to bring in an unelected, secretive, planetary corporate government. We have been conquered by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the Bank of England. This country that was somewhat free since our revolution in 1776 wasn't perfect, but became the apple of the world's eye because we had more freedom than others, has now sunk into the mud. And this is a devastating blow. While we were busy complaining about Confederate flags and sex changes for Jenner, while we were busy entranced by the television, our country was stolen. As Thomas Jefferson warned, if private central banks are ever allowed to issue the currency, our grandchildren will wake up homeless on the continent our forebears conquered. I'm Alex Jones from the front lines of the info war. The tyranny is just starting, but humanity fighting back has just begun.
All right, that's Alex Jones. That's a recorded message that you can see on YouTube as well as the InfoWars channel. We're going to be talking more about what this means when we come back. We're also going to be talking about the new Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. We've got Obama trade. We've got extensions of Obamacare. Stay with us. We're going to break that down for you when we get back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. As Alex pointed out in the clip that we played in the first segment, the TPA has passed. It passed yesterday evening, of course. They knew that was going to pass. They had it worked out on the Senate schedule. They said that they were going to hold the vote at 5:33 p.m. Not 5:30, 5:33 p.m. They've had a very detailed playbook to get this through. They've managed to distract the public. The public just isn't interested. They've got too many entertainment issues that are out there, too many things like racism, the charges that are going on, and there's real racism. We need to talk about it, but what's going on with the Confederate flag? We're going to talk about that later in the show as well, but they've managed to keep people distracted while this is going through. They had this precisely planned as to what they were going to do. The vote the day before was to shut cloture, to make sure there wasn't going to be any debate. There wasn't going to be any filibuster going on with this. This is what's happened the entire way through. Everything that the Senate and the House have done is to accelerate the process. And so we see this thing, and it's actually America that's going downhill, like some kind of a soapbox derby, where the gravity is gradually picking up. We're gradually accelerating. Every single step of this has been to accelerate it. Now, they have still not passed the TPP or the TTIP or any of these other traps that they're working on. But haven't passed those yet. But as this thing picks up momentum, it is going to be increasingly hard because of the inertia of this to try to turn this thing around to stop it. Because everything about this trade promotion fast track bill was set up to make sure that it could not be stopped. That was the design of it. The fundamental lie at the bottom of all this was that it was not a treaty, because a treaty would require 67 votes in the Senate. The House would not even be involved in that. That's the process. But they did it anyway. They conveniently ignore that it's a treaty. Senator Sessions, who looked at this, said it is a treaty. He pointed out a lot of things that are going to be problems with it. Now, the TPP is hidden. The TTIP is hidden. We've had some leaks of those. We know precisely, however, what is in this Trade Promotion Authority, this fast-track process that they've run through. Some of the issues that they're going to do with this. Now, they're not going, whenever they've got this treaty that they've been working on in secret with corporate lobbyists for years, when they're done with that, they're going to bring it to the legislative bodies, and they're going to say, we're not going to go through the usual process. Typically, a bill, remember Schoolhouse Rocks? They talked about how a bill becomes a law. You know, you take it to a committee. The committee takes a look at it. They recommend it to the floor for a vote. The leader recommends it to the floor for a vote. No, none of that. The Fast Track Authority says that once they present us with this document, or present the Congress with the document, they will take it immediately to the, they'll take it to the floor no less than 45 days. They can take it sooner, but no more than 45 days. It doesn't have to go through the committee. It doesn't have to go through the leader. They can accelerate the process, but they cannot slow it down. Once it goes to the floor, there will be no filibuster by the Senate. There will be debate, but limited to 20 hours. 20 hours. No more than 20 hours. There will be no amendments made to it by the legislative bodies. Our representatives, theoretically, who had nothing to do with writing it, they will not be able to amend it. Once it is passed, however, as Senator Sessions has pointed out, it will be infinitely malleable. There will be a transnational council committee that is part of these trade agreements, these trade treaties. They will be able to amend it. They will be able to add China to it if they wish, because that's important, because it was sold to us as a check against Chinese power. We needed to make common markets with these Asian economies so that we could have a counterbalance to China. Look, they don't want a counterbalance to China. They'll bring China in. China's going to continue selling their slave goods to Walmart. Of course, they won't be making Confederate flags, I guess, anymore in China. But they will still use their slaves. China, Walmart will be able to disavow any outright ownership of the slaves. They don't have to take care of them. They evidently don't have to take responsibility for them. They'll bring them in, and you'll buy their slave goods because they have run all the mom-and-pop stores out of business across the country. But this is going to be a situation. Once these trade partnerships, they used to call them agreements until they passed them. You know, when they passed NAFTA, NAFTA was a trade agreement. But once they passed it, it became a treaty. When you look at these investor-state arbitration processes that are established by these multinational economic treaties that they're putting through, and we have those already in place. We have those in place in the European Union. We have them in place in NAFTA. It's not a theory as to how this is going to play out. We've seen how it plays out. They elevate the multinational corporations to the level of government. I would say higher than the level of government. We can look at how one of these is playing out right now in Australia, for example. They passed some legislation that put some pretty strong warnings on cigarette packages. So strong, in fact, that the sales of big tobacco in Australia took a big hit. So they went to one of these investor state arbitration processes and said, look, your new labels are costing us sales. So we demand payment in this arbitration process of billions of dollars from the taxpayers. That's the way it's going to work out with GMO labeling. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi talk about the implications of that. At the fundamental level, This is about corporations forcing us to buy their products. That's one level of it. Of course, the other level of it is the loss of jobs that we've seen how these things work out with NAFTA. That's one aspect of it. But it's also them holding a gun to our heads and saying, you're going to continue to buy my GMO products. You can't ban those. You can't even label them because that would hurt my sales. And if you do that, you're just going to pay me billions and billions of dollars in penalties. So our legislators will kind of back down on that. You know, we support our operation here without holding a gun to your head. Actually, we'll talk about these buckles. You can hold a gun to your belly. How's that? You can put it on a belt buckle, and we've got a special going on right now with the Molon Lave silver belt buckles as well as the M16. They're the two different designs you can look at. They are normally $50. They're limited runs. They're on sale right now for $20. And these are a couple of designs that Alex Jones put together. I guess it's still allowed that we can use Greek symbols against tyranny. We can't use Southern symbols against tyranny, but I guess Greek is still allowed, and you can still put pictures of guns on your stomach and you can your belt buckle, and so you can talk to other people about that. It's a good way to support our operation, and it's a good way to get conversation going out there. Plus, they look really good, and you can get them, as I pointed out, for $20 off. It's limited run, 500 of one of them and 700 of the other. They are numbered on the back as well as with the Made in 1776 logo. But that's not the way the multinational corporations operate. We can see this in the Supreme Court decision today with Obamacare. Of course, Obamacare fundamentally was about using the power of government to hold a gun to your head and mandate that you buy their services. Now, the first time this came through, Roberts wrote both opinions. Very interesting, wasn't it? And I've mentioned many times, many other people have said it as well. We believe, many of us, and I'm one of them, believe that Roberts was blackmailed to do that. That's a very unusual move. First, he wrote an opinion saying, no, you can't have Obamacare because the government can't force you to buy products of private companies. Then he came back and said, no, never mind, it's a tax. So he wrote both the dissenting and the prevailing opinion in that. The idea being that it is not a tax if you're paying the money to a corporation. What they did was they said, buy this insurance in the way that we are dictating it, or you will have to pay a penalty to us. But that's not a tax. A tax would be money that you paid directly to the government. So they play games with the language. It's very malleable as far as they're concerned. It's just like they call these treaties trade agreements, or they call them partnerships. But once they pass them, when they go to these arbitration processes, like I was just describing, they have the lawyers who specialize in this say that their specialty is treaty law, not trade agreement law, treaty law. And they talk about these arbitration processes as being treaty claim. You see, a treaty is an agreement between one or more nations about commerce, about peace, about a variety of issues. This is a treaty. It should have been voted on by 67 people in the Senate. So they have played these prevaricating games, these nonsense games, to even get it to the point where we are now. So it's not a good sign. What it is a sign of is that these guys are willing to lie to the public. They're willing to do anything for their corporate masters. Why haven't they bothered to look at this secret trade agreement? They don't need to. They've been told by the people who control them, by the people that they work for, and it's not you. They don't work for you. They don't listen to you. They're not responsible to you. These people are the ones who send them the money. These people are the ones who keep them in power. And so they've been told how to vote. They don't need to read this. They could care less what it says. They're just doing what they're told. Breitbart says, Marco Rubio cast the deciding vote for Obama trade without even reading it. Guess what? It was 60 votes that they did to shut cloture. It was 60 votes to pass the Trade Promotion Authority. Now, the trade bill has actually not passed, but again, it's going to be very, very hard to stop it. So that's why many people just take it to the next step and talk about it as if it had passed. We need to understand that it has not passed. We need to understand they still have not voted in the TPP or the TTIP, the Transatlantic or the Trans-Pacific treaties. And we need to put all the pressure we can on these people. Of course, Marco Rubio cast the deciding vote. 60 was exactly what they needed. Every one of the senators who voted for this cast the deciding vote. And I have to say, the first time it came through, we're very critical of Ted Cruz. Yeah, I think he heard that pushback. He pretended his explanation was phony, but at least he did the right thing. At least he listened to the people. At least he changed his vote. We don't want to throw him under the bus too hard, too far, because we need 10 or 11 more like that to stop this at the next level. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Anthony Gucciardi. He's going to talk about one of the many aspects of this Trans-Pacific Partnership, Transatlantic Partnership, these trade bills, they call them, that are being run through, but they're about a lot more than that. It's not really Obama trade. It's really Monsanto trade. It's really Merck trade. It's really Goldman Sachs trade, because those are the corporations that wrote it. It's just that Obama and Mitch McConnell, the leadership of the both parties, who do exactly as they're told, they're just ramming this through for those people. Now, he's been given dictatorial powers. Of course, the U.S. Trade Representative has been given the power to rewrite our economy, essentially, because there's so many different things that aren't even based on trade and economics. It would be bad enough if that was all it was. I would oppose it just on that basis alone, looking at what's happened with NAFTA. But just as we've seen with NAFTA, you're wondering why the borders are open? Maybe you didn't see the secret memos about what's going on with the North American Union, or listen to David Petraeus saying, what comes after America? That's easy. North America. We're 20 years into NAFTA. They're rolling this out not just as an economic screw job. It's not just that they're exporting your jobs, importing workers. No, it's far worse than that. They are consolidating the different groups, the different nations into economic trade blocks. Once they do that, then they start to push for political union. Senator Sessions, who's looked at these new bills, and they may be more explicit, may be on a faster track, as I pointed out earlier. This is something that is accelerating. Just like a soapbox racer going down the hill, it is going faster and faster. They're going to put these things together in economic situation, as well as what we're seeing going on with Greece and others right now in the European Union. We've got a lot of people in the European Union not happy about what they're seeing with this. The economics of it are awful. It has been an economic union as well as a trade union, but now they are calling for and saying the only way that they're going to solve this is for the states to surrender sovereignty to the European Union. So once they get us into these trade blocks, into these economic blocks, then it becomes a political block, and then they will join these political blocks together. That's always been the plan. Go back 45 years. Look at what Zbigniew Brzezinski was laying out with a trilateral commission. What did he see? He saw three different areas. That mirrors exactly what's going on with these partnerships. And, of course, the common backbone that all this is being hooked to is the United States, because that's where the globalists are the most entrenched, is right here in the United States. We had the former Fed chair, Greenspan, as well as the largest, the fellow who runs the largest bond company in the world, PIMCO, both saying that in order to solve these economic situations that are going on in Europe, because it's not just Greece, there's the pigs, there's Portugal, Italy, Ireland, Greece, Spain, all of them, they're going to be coming at eventually. All of these peripheral areas have to be made to serve the interests of the core countries and the central banks that run them. So they're going to not only continue with the economic union, but now they're saying in order for the economic union to work, we have to have a political union. They have to surrender sovereignty to the center. Now, with all the talk that we've had about the Confederate flag, what people haven't been talking about is exactly the parallel to what happened in our country. We can see this consolidation, this movement to the center. Lord Acton, who said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. He was concerned primarily about the consolidation, the concentration of power. That's what the founders of this country were concerned about as well. They understood that was how tyranny would come to us, would be in consolidation of power. We saw that happen with the Civil War. We saw a government that was created by sovereign states gradually move from a war of independence to articles of confederation to a union to an empire under Lincoln. Yes, when he crossed the Rubicon and it became an empire was when he crossed the Potomac. And we have seen a consolidation of an American empire. You want to know how this is going to happen in the future? As Orwell said, he who wants to control the future controls the past. And those who control the present control the past. They know that they are going to continue to consolidate this in the same way that sovereign nations created the United Nations. And now the United Nations is increasingly making demands and plans for all of us, asserting its authority. That's the way it's going to go down. You think you want to get out of the UN? At one point, they're going to say, no, you can't leave. Maybe they're going to come up with something so draconian that people want to get out. It's like, you can't dissolve this. You have no right of secession. That's what will happen with these trade agreements. Our congressmen have signed over their authority to an international committee that will continue to modify this independent of any input from our elected representative. Stay with us. We'll be right back talking about more implications.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, June 25th, 2015. Joining me in the studio is Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to talk about one more aspect of these trade partnerships. I call them, they're not free trade. They're actually bunch of traders who are running free in Congress is really what's going on with this. Also, in the next hour, we're going to be talking, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones because, of course, this is the fast-track trade treaty. They are getting this faster and faster. The momentum is building. The inertia is building. But they still have not passed one of these secret trade agreements yet. So we've got a video report from Alex Jones talking about how we can stop this. Look, we don't know what's going to happen with any of this stuff, but we see all of these different aspects converging on us. We had just a week ago, we had the Pope talking about global warming, making that an issue, putting out an encyclical, which is a pretty heavy endorsement from the Pope on a global governance. And that's what that was a part of. We're going to break that down for you. We've got a report coming up in just a couple of minutes from Rex Jones, our reporter, talking about global warming. So they're coming at world government from a variety of different issues. We don't know really what the future is going to hold, when things are going to collapse. We see economic problems building in Europe. We see economic problems building here. If you haven't prepared yourself, and part of that preparation is preparing your body, preparing your health, to make sure that you're in as good a possible physical condition if we have some kind of a systemic economic collapse, making sure that you have stockpiled products, you're crazy if you haven't started doing that. I try to take care of myself. I take nascent iodine every day. We've got a special on X2 nascent iodine right now. You can see that at the InfoWars store. We don't know, as I said, what's coming up, but right now is the time that you need to take advantage of the opportunity to store this, to prepare for this. Just like you're preparing food, you need to make sure that you've got supplements and things that are going to help you to set aside the things that you'll need to have in place once we have a breakdown, once there is an economic collapse. Or if it is just something like an emergency where you cannot get to the stores and restock. Now, joining us now is Anthony Gucciardi. Anthony, you've got an article up on Infowars.com. Senate passes TPP fast-tracking that could make GMO labeling illegal. Tell us about that aspect of it.
You know, I was just thinking about it before coming on air, and I think one of the most powerful weapons of the TPP is that its implication is so confusing to people,
yeah.
Right? And it takes so much time to research because you're like, what is this TPA? So just to catch everyone up to speed, the TPA is what was passed on Tuesday, yeah. Right? And what that does is it gives blanket authority for President Obama to come in and say, well, here's what we want to do from the White House, you know, with our trade partners, our foreign national trade partners. We want to come in and do this, this, and this, and give corporations this much power and do that and that. And Congress can't change it in any way.
Yeah.
They can either approve it, which historically they always will, any trade promotions, they will always approve, or they can shut it down. So,
and it puts a time limit. It says you will vote on this immediately, essentially, within 45
right.
days. And we know how that's played out. When we looked at Obamacare, they dumped this 1,000-plus page document on these guys and say, you've got 24 hours, we're going to vote on it. I mean, that's how this is going to come down. Then they'll be able to say, oh, and they put that on me so quickly, I didn't have time to read it.
And we're still not going to be able to read it anyway.
Right.
Right, until it's approved. And one of the most interesting things is the small portion of this that has become available of the TPP. One of the most shocking and disturbing things about it to me is how it gives Monsanto the ability, and nations like the United States, which have been caught paying for Monsanto's marketing materials overseas, right? The U.S. State Department was caught by WikiLeaks in 2011. It was 2009, but it was found out in 2011. They were paying for marketing materials overseas for Monsanto, okay, so they could expand. And they were threatening trade wars
mm-hmm.
against countries that wouldn't accept biotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
It was really bad. They were threatening Spain. There was different groups, even religious groups, threatening different sanctions against those who wouldn't accept Monsanto's GMOs. And now the TPP is just an extension, an octopus extension of that, grabbing everything together. And it's now allowing for Monsanto to dictate its own rules and the U.S. government to dictate its own systems where GMO labeling could actually become illegal. So it doesn't matter if we decide as a state to label GMOs because over 90% of the United States public is in favor of it, the TPP would shut that down. And just if you don't even care about GMOs, imagine the implications on a greater scale, right? What you're not allowed to know if you're inhaling jet fuel or something when you're using some other product.
Right.
This could shut down everything. This could set us back hundreds of years in terms of actual health laws that are meant to protect us.
Well, it could apply to big tobacco as well. And as you're talking about this, you know, whether or not it's a law that actually prohibits it. So the way that it'll work out is that it will create a trade war, or they will go to this investor state arbitration process and they will get billions and billions of dollars from the people in those countries, because we have many countries where they have outlawed GMOs. They understand that. They put restrictions on it, or they put labeling. They don't want to fight this. They want to transcend this, and that's what this transnational agreement is about. We've seen it happen with GMO labeling and with the prohibitions on GMO farming being done in communities, being done in states. They don't want to fight that. So they started working to fight it at the national level. This is hopping over that to go to the transnational level.
Exactly. And then they argue, oh, well, if we don't do this, then we'll have to adopt China's trade policies. Have you heard that argument as well?
Yeah, right.
So, okay. So we either accept a carte blanche, everything that's going to shut down GMO labeling and restrict our abilities to know anything about the food we're eating and restrict our abilities to do anything with multinational corporations and gives them massive shielding against all liability, or we just accept a communist nation's 100% law. That does not sound like reasonable options for me.
Well, it's nonsense anyway. They always offer us a false dichotomy.
Of course.
Like, look, it's going to be this or it's going to be this. So you need to pick this.
It's like if you're getting stabbed with a knife and they say, well, we could shoot you with 55 shotguns at the same time. Which one would you rather have? It makes getting stabbed with a knife not seem as bad, right?
Yeah, exactly. They know that. That's why they say, well, you know, you really don't want to have China setting the rules. You really don't want them in a preeminent position. When they have done everything for the last, since Nixon and Kissinger opened up China, everything has been for the benefit of China for the last several decades. But then they hold this up as a boogeyman to scare us. The reality is that they can add China the day after they sign this. They can add them to the TPP. According to Jeff Sessions, who's looked at the documents, they can not only change all the terms of the, you know, they're doing this in secret. They're doing it without any input from any of our elected representatives. Once they pass it, then it'll be changed forever without any further input from our elected representatives, including adding countries like China to this.
Well, you know, there is one thing, and it's that the TPA has passed, right? So the TPP has not officially passed, though it's essentially done because of the fact that Obama's going to bring it in, and you know they're going to approve it.
Right.
Because they've already approved the TPA. But the fight is not over. And Alex has a video coming up that he shot that I've seen that's really, really inspirational, and that is the fight is not over. And okay. I 100% agree. The fight is not over against the TPP. We can still shut it down. We can still reach out and make this huge, because I know so many people out there are so impassioned about this, and they're so fired up about the TPP, and they know about it. But do you know how many don't even know what it is?
Oh, yeah. And that's by design. That's why they've got the TPP, the TTIP, the TPA, the TAA. It's like the RCEP, the TISA. You know what it all spells? It spells TRAP. It's a trap, and it's a deliberate confusion with all of this stuff. Many people were saying the first time the Senate passed the fast track, they said, that's it. TPP has passed. And they even said that they even criticized Rand Paul for voting for it, and he voted against the fast track both times. And I think the important thing is to look at that we had Ted Cruz, who voted for fast track the first time through. The second time, he voted against it. Now, I don't...
Maybe it's because it had 90% disapproval, right?
Exactly.
But now we need to push it further and spread the word and spread this video that everyone's going to be watching on YouTube and spread this program and spread everything, because we need millions and millions more people to realize what the TPP is, and they need to get mad, and that's the only way we're going to win. That is the only way.
There's profound ignorance out there. It's a massive education effort. We can't do it on our own. We need to have the people who watch this take this information, give it to others, learn about it in a way that they can explain it to people, because most people don't know or care. There's still an opportunity to do something about this. Talk to them about Fast Track. Talk to them about a trans-Pacific, transatlantic partnership. Talk to them about the fact that the Republicans passed this thing and they opposed the temporary welfare benefits for people who are going to lose their jobs. That was the snag in all this. It's like, okay, if this is going to be such a great deal economically, then tell us why you're concerned about unemployment benefits. They know that unemployment benefits are going to go up. That's why they don't want to pay them. That's why they shut that part of it down. So they know this is a screw job from the economic standpoint, but it is from many other aspects. And one of those that's key is what you're talking about, the way they can hold a gun to our heads and force us to buy their products, just like they're trying to mandate vaccines. I'll be talking to the lady from the National Vaccine Information Center tomorrow about what's going on in California and across this country in terms of mandating vaccines. They want to mandate their products like Obamacare, like the vaccines, like the GMO products. They will use any kind of law or treaty to do that. That's the dangerous thing. That's what people need to understand.
Well, what do you think? They're losing the battle. They know they've lost. They know over 90% want GMO labeling in the United States. They know over 90% care about the real things. They don't want to be screwed anymore by these the corporations. And they know they're losing, so what are they going to do? They're going to pass the TPP. It's their only option, and it's admittance of their losing the battle. But once again, it's time for us to fight it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Anthony Gucciardi. Let's go to a report from Rex Jones. And this is about another aspect of the way they're coming at us with world government, because it was just a week ago that the Pope threw in on the side of global warming. And, of course, it has been a religion from the very beginning. And I'll tell you about that when we get back from the report. But let's go to that report from Rex Jones.
This is an engineered crisis to create artificial scarcity on the world's most valuable and simple resource, water. People like Al Gore are constantly blaming extreme weather and natural disasters on climate change when the real culprit is weather. But in all reality, climate change is quite real. Hi, I'm Rex Jones reporting for Infowars.com. With all the recent flooding in Central Texas, it's leading many people to believe that climate change is the real cause. Take a look at Barton Creek. This used to be a dry creek bed. Now look at it. It's flowing like a real river. In fact, if you take a little peek at a topography map of Texas, half of the state is green and the other half is brown. Here in Austin, Texas, where the Texas Hill Country begins and the flatland ends, is a known boundary between wet and dry areas of Texas. In fact, we had so much rain here over Memorial Day weekend, my good friend Stevie Ray Vaughan was almost underwater. The general weather in the state of Texas can vary from snowstorms to a desert heat, but generally our climate stays the same. People like Al Gore are constantly blaming extreme weather and natural disasters on climate change when the real culprit is weather. But in all reality, climate change is quite real. Here's an excerpt by well-known climatologist Tim Ball as he details the effects of real climate change on the world today.
My life has spanned four climate changes. I was in the pre-war warming up to 1940, and then I was in the cooling that occurred from 1940 to about 1980, and then I was in the warming from 80 to 98, and now we're into another cooling trend, and hopefully I'll live to at least one more climate change. When I started out, it was not a contentious issue at all. Now it's become one of the most contentious in the world because it's been exploited for political purposes. Just as we talked about with Einstein, if you were to show that there was something going faster than the speed of light, would put that whole theory in jeopardy. With the anthropogenic global warming theory, the idea that a CO2 increase will cause a temperature increase is now clearly shown to be wrong. In fact, I challenge anybody to show me a record of any duration, of any time period in the history of the Earth in which CO2 precedes a temperature increase. In fact, in every case, it's the opposite. Temperature increases before CO2. And it will take, ironically, a cooling of the Earth, as is now occurring, to make people start to question. And so eventually, the people will start to understand how bad the science is, how wrong the original theory was, and the whole thing will collapse.
Most of the crazy weather we've been having is largely blamed by meteorologists on the pattern of weather known as El Nino, which is a warm patch in the Pacific Ocean, which leads to more rain in general in the United States of America. As you can see, we're getting the full force of El Nino this year, and with meteorologists saying that there's a 95% chance that it will continue on to this fall, we haven't seen the last of this rainy weather. Barton Creek feeds into Lady Bird Lake, also known as the Colorado River, behind me. And even though we have many dams in place, massive rainfall can still cause heavy flooding. People like Al Gore and the Pope are claiming yet again that climate change is caused by human activity. How about we have a real scientist talk about the issues? Here's weather forecaster Piers Corbin on what is the real biggest effector of climate change.
The origin of our solar weather technique of long-range forecasting came originally from study of sunspots and a desire to predict those. And then I realized it was actually much more interesting to use the sun to predict the weather.
What they found was an incredibly close correlation between what the sun was doing and changes in temperature on Earth. To the Harvard astrophysicists and many other scientists, the conclusion is inescapable.
The sun is driving climate change. CO2 is irrelevant.
Another place climate change preachers are flocking to spread their fear porn would be California with its 3-year drought. This doesn't seem that big compared to the 200 and 400 and even 1,000-year droughts that have happened in California's past. The real problem with California is that it hasn't provided adequate enough reservoirs to supply water to the tens of millions of people that live there today. This is an engineered crisis to create artificial scarcity on the world's most valuable and simple resource, water. But the place where climate change creatures can do real damage is in trade agreements such as the TPP. The TPP is going to put no environmental restrictions whatsoever on third world developing countries, allowing them to develop freely. This doesn't sound like such a bad thing, but well-developed countries will be shackled to the ideals of environmentalism and be forced to have very strict, almost insane environmental regulations. So when people start preaching to you about Bill Nye, Al Gore, and the Pope telling us that climate change is all our fault, just tell them that they're complaining about the weather. I'm Rex Jones, reporting for InfoWars.com.
It's a great report from Rex Jones. And, of course, as you heard that scientist talking about this, the determining factor is the sun. I think it's very interesting when we look at this pronouncement that came out last week from the Pope. Of course, the guy that was the, it was ghostwritten. We don't know exactly who wrote it for him. But the guy that he's lifting up, pushing forward, is a guy named Schellenhuber from Germany. And he has made some horrifying pronouncements, not only about getting rid of 6 billion people on the earth, thinking that we can only carry about a billion or so, but he's also made some horrific statements about world government. And, of course, that was what the Pope was pushing. The Pope actually said, you know, we're seeing that economic power and multinational corporations, they're starting to have the real power. So in order to control them, because he believes it's markets and freedom are the problem, and of course that has nothing to do with multinational corporations, he thinks somehow that a world government is going to control the multinational corporations. It isn't going to happen. The multinational corporations are the world government. We need to wake up to what's going on. We'll talk about this science a little bit more when we come back. And Leanne McAdoo is going to be joining us with a special report from the street. What do people think about these monitors?
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and in that last segment, we heard a report from Rex Jones. One of the people that he had in the report was talking about how the dominant factor on climate is the sun. Wow. Think about that. Don't you think that maybe has a little bit more effect than what you or I are doing with our cars? Listen, as we look at this pronouncement from the Pope last week, we need to remember that the first time he appointed somebody to the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the first pope did that, that was Galileo. And Galileo put forward Copernicus's idea of a universe that was not centered around the Earth. Now, the Pope pushed back on that because they had a preset determination that man was the center of the universe. No, actually, the sun is the center of the solar system. We revolve around that solar system. Now we see someone being put in the Academy of Sciences, the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, by the Pope, this John Schellenhuber. He believes that man is the center of climate change. Again, the same type of mistake, not supported by scientific information. It's reported, supported by a lot of scientists who make their living out of selling climate fear. We had the head of the IPCC from the UN, the International Panel on Climate Change, just stepped down because he was involved in a sex scandal. But as he stepped down, he said, climate change is my religion. It is my dharma. They have argued this not from data. They have made this argument from authority. Listen to us. The majority of scientists say this. Well, you know what? Back at the time they had the first Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the majority of scientists said that the Earth was the center of the universe. Science is not determined by majority opinion. It's determined by facts. One of the things that bothers me, and of course this applies to what we're seeing with the secret trade agreements, the secret laws are being created by the FISA court. Everything is a secret. And of course the data that these people have collected is a secret. We get to see what their conclusions are. We get to see what their pronouncements are. That's what Climate Gate was all about. People said, I've seen what your conclusions say, and you're projecting some stuff out here. We have no way of verifying your models. These are new models. You're projecting things that are out 50 years from now, 100 years from now, several centuries from now. We have no way to verify that. It's not like we can go and look at the weather forecasting models. And oh, by the way, John Schellenhuber, the Pope's science advisor, says we're investing too much in things like improving weather forecasts. No, those are real models. That's real science. They can go out and say, is it going to rain tomorrow? Well, they look at their models to see if that's going to be true, and they can actually verify that against real data. When it comes to climate change, on these large time scales, we have to just trust their authority. See, it's always been a religious issue. They even call people who don't blindly trust their authority, their group speak, they call us deniers. No, we're skeptics. We want to see the data. When we've asked to see the data because their models have failed, they've made some short-term pronouncements. Those short-term pronouncements have not come true. Even though we've seen an increase in CO2, we've not seen a concurrent rise in the temperature that their models predicted. We haven't seen a rise. We haven't seen a rise in humidity that they predicted would happen. A lot of these things are not happening. Of course, they tout their models. This guy, Schellenhuber, he's got his institute, the PIK Institute in Germany. He's talking about their new model. Their new model is Climber 3. It's better than Climber 2 or Climber 1. Hey, why does he have a Climber 3? It's because Climber 1 and Climber 2 didn't give him the information. We asked for the information. We couldn't get it. That's why we had Climate Gate. That's why we found out that there were secret emails saying we have to hide the decline. The models are not working. but they keep it secret. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Leanne McAdoo is going to talk to us about what she found out on the street yesterday when she talked to people about the Confederate flag. Is it a false flag? Is it a red herring? Are they going to come after Thomas Jefferson? We'll see.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.